Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 72 for Wednesday, September 21st. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Wednesday, as a downturn in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to take canola off its one-month highs as well. Canola was down $5 to $7, the November contract down $6 at $463.70 per ton. Speculators were noted sellers with chart-based positioning a feature. Yesterday's advances also likely brought in some farmer selling, although actual deliveries into the commercial pipeline remain slow for this time of year, with harvest delays providing some support. Uncertainty over Chinese demand did keep some caution in the market, although traders are hoping a visit by China's premier to Ottawa this week may lead to a resolution to the disagreement over dockage allowances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are down, wheat higher, and corn held closer to unchanged. Soybeans were down 8 to 14 cents, the November contract down 14 at $9.76 per bushel, as that market took back most of yesterday's gains. Soybeans were due for a correction after posting solid advances the previous four sessions. The November contract moved above some key moving averages yesterday, and that left the door open to profit-taking. The advancing U.S. harvest was another bearish influence, as the trade braces itself for a record-large crop, despite any nearby weather-related delays. For corn, prices were steady to down a penny. The December contract down 1 cent at $3.39.5 per bushel, as corn consolidated in a rather narrow range. Seasonal harvest pressure and the large U.S. crop prospects were bearish for corn, especially as the condition ratings remained very high across most of the Midwest. Corn also moved above some key moving averages yesterday, but ran into selling pressure at the highs, and that accounted for some of today's relative weakness. For wheat, prices are up 1 to 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago up a penny at $4.07 per bushel. Wheat remains stuck in a rather narrow 10-cent range as ample world supplies overhang the market. However, tightening nearby supplies of hard red winter wheat in the U.S. were especially supportive for the Kansas City futures. That provided support for the other wheat contracts as well. A fresh export sale of 145,000 tons of hard red wheat to Morocco was also supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, September 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.